Hey, how you doing? I feel like Tim Allen, always making those grunting sounds. He always does that on his TV shows. God dang, I heard the best conversation with him, with Mark. Was it Mark Maron? I think it was. His interview with Mark Maron, you might want to look that up. Man, I learned a lot. And I think that's what I love about podcasting is that when you got great people like Mark Maron who can really dig in and get the true personality out of someone, you just go, damn. I've been with Mark Maron. That was one of the greatest conversations of my life, and it wasn't the interviewer interviewing the interviewer. It was just two guys having a conversation. And isn't that really what it's all about? Can we just talk? I don't want to text, man. I don't have thumbs that text. I'm that guy that still uses his index finger to just kind of go beep, 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 beep. It doesn't work. Oh, my God. The older we get, the more sounds we make. My dad would make sounds coming out of his recliner. Things like that. And I think I do the same thing when I come off the line, the front line. Oh, shit. I'm telling you, I don't mean to cuss. I came home off the front line last night, and because the news said it, man. People on the front line are going to get the vaccine. So when I went to try to get the vaccine, no, you're not getting the vaccine. It's like, why did the television station say I get it? And then when I go to get it, you're telling me a different story. That kind of stuff poisons me, man. It's like, what are you holding against me? I'm out there. Why can't you take care of me? We're trying. Sure, you're trying. Not hard enough, man. Not hard enough. Is that a negative? I don't want to be negative today because I don't like that. So says the man with COVID-19 hair. I do. God. I love how long it's getting. Man, it's past my shoulders. Yesterday, when I was getting ready to go to the front line, man, I put on my, I call up my jersey, like a Carolina Panther or somebody from the Green Bay Packers, man. I was putting on my jersey because I was going to the front line, man. I was representing the colors. I had my badge on, my name. Oh, my God. I was like, this is, we're going to do it, man. We're going to be great today. We're going to reach out and we're going to touch people. And we're going to build them up. We're going to inspire them, empower them to be greater than what they were. Because I got my jersey on. And then I looked at my long hair before I put it back in a ponytail, which I can't stand. And I thought, my God, you look like a rock star. That's conceited, huh? You look like a rock star, conceited guy. You got long hair. What do you have that's still hanging on to your COVID-19, I'm going to be a rebel kind of attitude? What are you doing? Is there something in your life that you just go, no, man, I'm not going to change because I'm a rebel. No way, man, this isn't going to take me out. No way. I'm going to be strong in the name of my long hair. Well, I'm not Samson. Oh, God, no. No way. Samson was strong when he had his long hair. You got to read the full story of Samson in the Bible. I'm not going to thump you on this, but God dang, that guy had a rough, rough, rough conclusion. Whew. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day, man. I'm writing at 4:35 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing that early in the morning? You sleeping? God dang, I'm jealous of you. I am. I want to sleep too, but I can't. There's too much to do. I mean, it's 6:17 in the morning now on March 3rd, 2021. And here I am in the studio just saying, hey, how you doing, y'all? What's going on? I had a really, really rough night last night. Pain. There's not enough drugs in the world. And I think the reason why is because I refuse to take the drugs that turn people into addicted. I don't want to say fools. It's not their fault. I don't want to take the drugs that lead to addiction. So therefore, I choose to be in pain. The very moment that you let your guard down, the demons invade your soul, blasting apart all things that were once guarding the presence of who you are in the everyday world. I don't want to take the drugs that are going to turn into an addiction. I can't. Tylenol doesn't work. Nothing does. So I lay there in pain. I pray a lot, man. I meditate a lot. Because the pain is so bad. And then you come to the morning after. The existence of the first step and the mental behaviors. It paints the picture of a wanderer and not a finely tuned instrument set to play out the music of a troubadour. God, I would love to be a troubadour. To be able to perform, to sing, to dance, to be present in someone else's chapters, to be that uplifter, to just bring something to someone else's day. That person that might be going through the same pain, that has taken the pills and can't get off them. I can't do it, man. I can't. So the inner core of the music, it just sits there. Oh, God, no, it's never silent. Oh, hell no, it's vibrant. With no avenue of release. Try all you want. In the end, the sounds generated resemble that of a grunting frog seeking flies to feast upon. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. Oh, my God, just anything to take my mind off the pain. This is what it's like to be a creative person. I might be in pain, but I think I over-exaggerate because I'm a creative person. A drama queen is what my wife calls me. You're such a drama queen. Really? Are you living in this body? Do you feel the same thing that I do? No, because I don't want to let people know how much is taking place on the inside. I guess that's the martial artist in me. Third degree black belt. When I went into those tournaments, I didn't know if I was going to come home with a trophy. I just knew someone's ass was going to get kicked. And the goal was to make sure it wasn't mine. I've been kicked in the face. I had blood all over my dobok. I don't want to do that again. I was embarrassed that day when that man planted his foot. Ivan was his name. Ivan put his foot in my face, and I really felt like my nose was ripped off my body. This is what it's like, man, to be able to reach beyond what's stopping you. No matter how important a moment might be, the development of process is aimlessly too noisy, and we are stuck trying to calm the massive amounts of voices. How many voices do you have in your head and heart? Do you want to talk about that? Is it too much? Maybe I'm too close? I don't want to be too close because I don't want you to take another pill. I don't want to ignite something. I don't want you to sit there and say, well, shit, I feel like crap again because this guy took me there. I don't want to take you there. I'm trying to take you out of there where we can just talk and have a conversation and we can be real, where we can put your handwriting to work for you, where you can express without undressing, where you can just be you and not have to be that other person, the hider. You know what I'm talking about? Don't say it too loud. People don't want to hear about being a hider. The insanity invited into the celebration of life is nothing more than another opportunity to exist. God. Ugh. That was freaking heavy. The insanity invited to the celebration of life is nothing more than another opportunity to exist. But does it have to come with the pain? The pain that keeps you awake all night. You do everything you can to kind of keep your mouth shut, but you're going, oh my God. Oh. The spouse is in the other room going, can I do anything? Are you going to call the doctor today? What doctor? Which one of those people out there isn't going to put me on a pill? Maybe I'm just weird. And maybe being weird is what's going to get you off the pills. You know I love you, right? We're here together, listening to each other. Gonna make it, man. Sometime today, I'm gonna take like a 20-minute cat nap. and it's all going to be okay. I love me some cat naps. What's that stuff that the cats do? That they cuddle up to it and they make, is it cat, it makes them high. I don't know what it is. I don't want to do it, but I'll have a bowl of milk instead. Okay. Oh my God, I love being with you. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.